Free speech characterizes the United States. It is one of the fundamental rights of being an American. It is as integral to our identity as it is to our deep partisan division. America is a nation founded in response to the British becoming too involved in the affairs of self-sufficient colonies, and it is also a nation founded by compromise. The Founding Fathers understood unity was the key to the success of the American experiment and created compromises in an attempt to hold the nation together. The country they envisioned was one united. America's Founding Fathers did not envision a country this divided amongst itself, but they knew division was bound to happen, and even to the extent it could go. However, some hoped the government they created would help lessen an impending divide and enable the country to create compromises. A successful rebellion lives and dies based on its ability to unite people. Rebellions with little organization and infighting fall apart quickly as the goal they are fighting for is lost in petty squabbles. Despite being 13 separate colonies with various cultures and needs, the Founding Fathers understood the importance of coming together and staying together. Because of this, compromises had to be made. After the failure of the Articles of Confederation to create a unified nation, the Constitution and the foundations that made our government were all created from a series of compromises. The addition of a Bill of Rights was made for the Federalists to appease the Anti-Federalists. The establishment of a bicameral legislature was a compromise meant to quell the fears of small states who worried they would have no influence in the government. There was also the establishment of the Three-Fifths Compromise in order to address the South's fear of not being represented in Congress due to their population. While this series of compromises did lead to the issue of slavery not being addressed, it did keep the nation together. It was the goal of the Founding Fathers to create a nation that was united, and they envisioned it staying so. However, they knew division was also natural. In Federalist 10 by James Madison and in Brutus's Anti-Federalist No. 1, both men discuss how division is part of human nature. Something both authors agree upon is that no matter what portion of the government holds the most power, the citizens will naturally divide into groups based on opinions. Madison and Brutus both disagreed on whether the federal or state government should have more power and which would be more conducive to preventing one party from becoming more powerful. The Founding Fathers knew the damage a divided nation that could not compromise could cause because they themselves were divided. They were not just divided based on colony and culture, but on their beliefs about what the nation should be, leading to the rise of the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. The Founding Fathers did not expect the nation to not have internal division, but when they imagined the nation's future, they had hopes people could overcome their differences and compromise for the good of the country. America today is in the midst of a deep and bitter divide, the kind of divide the Founding Fathers feared. Divided based on political parties, modern Americans and politicians rarely agree and compromise on anything. Politicians now vote against things not in line with their party, make statements about not coming to an agreement with the opposition, and insult the other party with baseless claims. This is not new. And in some ways, the country has improved given the fact that politicians no longer attack each other with canes. But this is not the America the Founding Fathers envisioned. The Founding Fathers knew the nation would be divided, but they hoped we could still discuss things civilly for the good of the people. America is a country where speech is not restricted, so we can form opinions and share them, but so can the other person, and everyone must respect that in order for us to come together for the greater good, because, as Abraham Lincoln said, a house divided against itself cannot stand.